Larger campuses like UW-Madison's Vets for Vets have had veterans clubs since the Vietnam War. But now smaller campuses like UW-Green Bay, River Falls, and Superior, as well as Madison Area Technical College, are organizing. UW-Superior Vets Club advisor Mary Lee Vance says the number of returning veterans has mushroomed in the past 2 years to about 100 at the Superior campus. She says they need to make the homecoming more seamless.
Our veterans have served honorably. They wrote a blank check, including their lives, and they're entitled to having their check honored by being given the educational benefits and the ability to access a reasonable living and a reasonable occupation. So we owe them this without complicating it, without making them go through excessive red tape.
Vance says it's important to have a vets-friendly atmosphere on campus. Operation Iraqi Freedom vet Jeremy Bates did convoy security in 120-degree heat. Now he's president of the newly formed UW-Superior Vets Club. He says the challenges of returning vets are unique.
Definitely. That's one of the main things that we talk about in our meetings and stuff, is most of us aren't traditional students. We're older. We've gone through a lot more experiences than many of the students.
Bates hopes his group and others like it will end a sense of isolation some vets experience.
We need to support each other and help each other through it. We actually just voted on our motto, and it's let no veteran stand alone.
In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.